Colin, congratulations. That was a good bounce back. 4-0 win after last week's defeat, and it ends a run.
Yeah, no, it is. It's, as I said, I thought we were fantastic. We were solid. We were hard to play against, and we were very dangerous on the break. And said we got some very, very good goals in the first half. But overall, you know, we were solid and we got a clean sheet as well. So it's a big performance, and you know, it's massive 3 points.
Ronan stepped into the captain's role this evening, and what a way to do that. That pass for the goal, the opening goal, what was your view of it?
He has that, hasn't he? He has that, yeah. No, he's been very, very good. And I suppose, I knew he was a good player, but obviously when you work with him, you get to see him every day. So he has that in him. Do we want more passes like that and goals from him? Absolutely. But he's, he was very good tonight.
And it was coming because Robbie had been caught offside, Daniel had been caught offside. Yeah. So it was finally getting that timing right. It's
bound to happen, as I said. But the pace that the lads have up top is, it's just probably getting that timing right. And as I said, sometimes is that because they're so quick, they might give themselves another yard and that, you know, and they might say that. But we looked at threat in the first half, and listen, the lads took the goals very well.
The second goal came fairly soon afterwards, and Oren getting to the end line, forcing the corner. There was a bit of a delay before the corner, and then Stephen Staunton into the net.
Yeah, no, listen, and we do an awful lot of work on our set plays, and I suppose we can do our movements and all that, but the delivery has to be right as well. So it was a very good delivery, and it caused a lot of pressure, obviously on their keeper and on the players in around the box.
You know what it's like, obviously, seeing the team, the morale has been low in recent weeks. Athlone's morale is low and they made mistakes. Robbie pounced on a mistake and scored the third.
Yeah, no, listen, and what I say is that, you know, sometimes, you know, when we, like all the players, you know, they don't go out to play a bad game. They go out to give it their all, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. And I know it's obviously in the last 5 games, it has been difficult, but to come into training, they trained very, very well. I mean, training was very good this week. There was good tempo to it. And it showed there tonight. So it was, I'm delighted for them. Yeah.
It was 4-0. It could have been more than 4-0. Yes. The fourth goal, brilliant play from Robbie again over on the right-hand side. Finds Carl up here. We could see what was coming.
Yeah.
And what was your view of that?
Yeah, it was. He got a great strike. It was a great finish. I don't see him doing that much in training, but it's a good strike. And you know what, he played very well as well tonight. Him and Orr in the middle of the park were solid, and it's always nice for your midfielders to get a goal.
You two new players in this evening, your goalkeeper seemed fairly solid. He's experienced.
I would have played with Matt many, many years ago. As I said, Matt's an experienced goalkeeper. He's been around the league, and he adds that, you know, that bit of calmness to the back. And you know, he's a leader in the dressing room as well, which is important. Ewan coming in, Ewan would have been with UCC. He's an Irish amateur, very, very good player, and he's been in with us for the last probably 3 or 4 weeks training with us, and to come in tonight and listen, he didn't put a foot wrong.
It was a very positive performance. It came on the back of a poor run. It came on the back of a turmoil week, where there were some decisions that had to be made. How did you manage that whole situation from a manager to players situation?
No, listen, we just focus on the week. As I said, there was a few things that went off the pitch, happened, but as I said, the club dealt with them. But as I said, myself and the players, you know, we focused on our training sessions and, you know, focus on the game tonight. And, you know, I thought the players were fantastic tonight.
What's the mood like in the dressing room tonight?
It's always good when you win, isn't it? No, it is. It's always good when you win. But, you know, we keep the challenges that we got another game now on Monday night, and we got to go again. And that's the big thing. So it's they're in good form, and they're a good group. They are a good group. And sometimes is that, yeah, sometimes you don't get the results. But we keep going, and, you know, we back ourselves, training sessions being good and all that kind of stuff. And listen, you've seen there tonight. It was a very good performance.
Thanks. Last week, when you spoke to us, you asked for the players to respond. You said it was on the players, that they had to understand what they had to do.
I wouldn't say it's on the players. It's on all of us. That's most important. It's on all of us. I said, I'm the manager, we got the coach, we've got the players. It's on all of us. And I said, we're all in this together. As I said, that we give a game plan to the players, they go out and perform it. And they did it very, very well tonight. You know, so what I say sometimes is that with the players, they're in charge of their performance. So we give them the game plan. Obviously, it's the players, what they do during the week, that they get ready for the game Friday night. So they're in charge of their performance. But overall, we're all in this together.
What as a whole do you think was different this week in training? Was there more intensity or what?
Yeah, there was a small bit more intensity, yeah. Yeah, there was, yeah, probably demanded more of us from the coaches. Probably training sessions were a bit harder. But they did, they responded to it very, very well, and the intensity was very good this week in training. So, and you've seen it there tonight.
How much of a benefit is it to have the luxury of making the substitutions early in the second half? You know, it's a game where you have another game in 3 days, you don't really get a turnover. I don't know if you'll train even between now and then. Playing on Monday night, you get to run the bench.
Of course you train. We've got a game Monday, of course you train. We'll train tomorrow and we'll train Sunday and we'll go again Monday. But it was, you know, I did make a few changes, as I said, that, you know, bringing players off the bench, listen, it showed the strength of the bench that we have, and, you know, they did very well when they came on.
Just one on that, Aaron came on and had to leave 5 minutes later. Can you talk us through what happened there?
He's got a bust slip and all that kind of stuff, so we've just been a bit careful, so we just took him off.
Would you plan to play the same 11 on Monday's start to tonight? You've spoken in the past about freshening it up.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
it's a double game week, but considering the performance... Yeah. The result tonight, would you be tempted to stick with?
What I'll do, I'll see what the lads are like tomorrow. They put in a big shift tonight. As I said, it's still Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a look at it. We'll see if we have to make any changes, and we'll just take it from there. I know what you're saying is that the lads, they were so good tonight. You like to think, you know, that can you go again? But sometimes it just doesn't work like that. The body just doesn't react to play another game 3 days later, you know. So, but we'll see what they're like over the next 2 days, and we'll make a call on Monday.
What are you expecting from Treaty?
Listen, they're a very good side. A good manager, very well organised. Were they beaten tonight? Were they?
They lost
3-2, but 96 minute goal. But they're a very good side, and it'll be a tough game.